A reading from Mark chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Another time, Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. This is the Gospel of the Lord. On Sunday of last week, I was coming back home with my dog after our evening walk, and the dog alerted me to some activity going on over in front of the church by the rose garden. So I wandered off to see, and there was a young boy, a youth, I suppose you'd call him, maybe 12 or so, with a skateboard, and he was trying to help an elderly man who'd fallen off his motorized wheelchair, obviously doing wheelies too quickly around the rose garden. The boy had managed to get the wheelchair upright, but he couldn't manage the man whose leg was paralyzed. So between the two of us, we did manage to get the man back on his wheelchair. The man had no English, came from Asia somewhere, obviously not long in this country. The boy was from Samoa, and there was I, an elderly New Zealander of Irish descent. Three different cultures, three different languages, and we managed to get a man with a paralyzed leg back on his wheelchair, and he turned the key and the engine sparked into life, and he went away waving his arm joyfully. The boy went off in the other direction, and the dog and I came home. And it's sort of a little bit like the story of Jesus healing the man with the withered arm, that man we didn't know, in a not well-frequented place in the evening, having fallen off his wheelchair, could have been a disaster. But thanks to this young boy, and then my dog alerting me to the need, we were able to get him on his wheelchair and on his way. A testing time for that man. And for Jesus in the synagogue that day, it was a testing time for him. There were the Pharisees after him, wondering where he got his authority from, and did he observe the law about doing no extra work on the Sabbath. But Jesus saw that people's needs come first. It's something quite easily forgotten, but it wasn't forgotten by that young Samoan boy. And there's something in this passage from Mark that often when it's in our own testing times and we put out our hand seeking to be healed or helped, that we become able then to help others, to give a hand up or a hand down or a hand out. All sorts of ways in our language we use that word hand, and it's a significant gesture that that boy was giving a hand to the old man, and the old man, with not much English, waved cheerily to us as he got away on his scooter again. The hand is significant, I think, as we endeavor to reach out to others, realizing that their needs are greater than our own, that their incapacity or their need teaches us something as we try to move alongside them.